I'm Marcus Lemonis, and you're listening to The Prophet, the podcast from CNBC.
I was contacted by a Miami-based former lawyer named Anna Quincosas. She has a marinade and sauce company called Skinny Latina. Anna started the business 6 years ago, but so far, she hasn't been able to make the brand bigger than a regional product. The sauce and marinade industry is a gigantic opportunity, but I have two primary questions. Number one, what makes this sauce stand out in a crowd? And number two, is this a real business or is this just a side hustle?
Everything else will go on top of it, right, for the barbecue.
Hi, everybody.
Of course I would meet you with this on.
That's all right. How are you? I'm Marcus. Nice to meet you. All right, so I want to go through the process of how it's made. I would love to understand it. Can you take me around?
Yeah, sure.
I love hairnets. I actually was going to rock this tonight at the club.
So we're constantly cooking, then pumping it into this kettle. We label it, we seal it, coat it, fill it.
Okay. I did like the fact that it was a small batch manufacturer. It's almost like craft brewing. Sometimes the smaller it is, maybe even the better it is.
And is there only one recipe?
No, I have four SKUs. This is the flagship recipe, the $1 million marinade. Then I have a guava fig barbecue sauce and a mango apricot barbecue sauce and a hot sauce. It's a flavor enhancer, and it's not only a marinade. It's basically a cooking sauce, so you can use it on everything. You can grill with it. You can roast with it. You can add it to soups and stews.
How did you come up with the idea?
I'm Cuban, so for Cubans, the mojo's like the Cuban ketchup, right? We put that on everything. And so I started making ones, and then friends started asking me for it, and I was like, maybe I should bottle this.
Are you a chef?
Well, I'm not a chef because I went to the Culinary Institute of my mama, but I'm as much of a chef as most of the people on Food Network. I've written 3 cookbooks, and I've competed on Food Network, and if you ask Bobby Flay, the greatest cook ever. When the second book came out, they had done this big thing in the Miami Herald about my new book. So I started getting like calls for endorsement deals and things like that. And I got called to do Real Housewives of Miami. Don't hold that against me.
So you were on Real Housewives of Miami?
Yeah, for 2 seasons. I'm a terrible housewife. Because to me, everything's attorney-client privilege. So I don't perpetuate rumors. So no, it didn't work for me. I think in the year that I trademarked that name, there were more brands with the name Skinny than any other brand.
What are some examples? Like, I have popcorn.
Skinny Pop, Skinny Cow, Skinny Tea, Skinny Condoms. I don't know.
No. Nuh-uh. Mm-mm. Let's stay on the sauce, lady.
So the $1 million marinade, how'd you come up with that name?
I don't know. It rolls off the tongue.
What's funny about it is you've told me a lot of different things about it.
Yeah.
It does this, it could do that, it could do this, it could do that. How do I know that?
You don't.
Because $1 million sauce is like, I don't...
No. Yeah.
Does it cost $1 million? Am I going to feel like $1 million?
It's going to get you the accolades. You're going to feel good.
My first impression of the bottle itself isn't great. This wouldn't exactly catch my attention.
Where do they go from here?
The distributor picks them up and takes them to Publix, Whole Foods, Milam's, and then I'm at Fresh Market.
Just in the Florida market? South Florida?
Yeah.
What's the price point?
Publix has it at $4.99. Fresh Market has it at $5.49, and Whole Foods has it at $5.99.
How many bottles a year are you actually producing?
A lot, but not a lot. It depends what
like
a lot is.
Like 10,000 bottles?
More. Maybe somewhere around 20.
I never expect on the fly for a business owner to have an exact number. But how many bottles did you sell shouldn't have a range of 10,000? 10,000, maybe 20,000? Can we get a little closer to the actual number?
How long has the company actually been bottling and selling?
2013, I think, was the first.
Well, it's been a while.
I know. I think I haven't grown it like I should have because I didn't want to put the company in debt.
And how much money have you invested?
Probably around $50,000.
Okay. How many employees do you have?
Everyone's part-time.
No full-time employees?
No.
I just moved
to an office like 2 weeks ago.
And so the only thing you do today to make money is the sauces and appearances.
And endorsement deals and, whatever my books. You know, books don't make a ton of money.
I like the fact that Anna has real skin in the game, $50,000. That doesn't include the amount of money she passed up on by not being a lawyer. She's really committed to this.
So I want to take you to my friend's place, Woodpecker, okay, in St. Augustine. We'll see if
Skinny Latina has legs.
So I'll see you there.
Okay. This place is so neat.
What's up, Hot? There you are.
How are you?
So good.
Did you get dolled up for me today?
I did. You look so good.
I want you to meet my friend Anna.
Hi, Anna.
It's my friend Lisa.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet
you. Such nice things about you.
So she's got some sauces and marinades. I know they sent them to you.
Yes, yes.
Did you have a chance to marinate
anything? We did.
In order to really understand the marinade better, I asked Lisa to marinate something overnight and cook it so that when I got there, we can actually get right down to business. Are you the smoke master?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, let's dig in.
All right.
What should we try first? We're going to follow your lead.
Why don't we start with turkey?
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Really good.
That is good.
Who wants to try a few ribs that are marinated?
Come on, take it down.
Have a rib. Everybody come on down.
Come on. Don't be shy. Come on.
What do you think?
They're very good.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
This one is injected and rubbed.
Mmm. Now that's got a nice flavor.
Come on, Martha.
It's finger looking good.
Actually, it's pretty good.
Come on.
What do you think, babe? Yeah.
He's busy. He's like, don't be bothering me.
May I chime in?
Please.
If I put in my barbecue and I said, I'm introducing my ribs with Skinny Latino, all my men that come in here and some women who are meat eaters, they're going to go, not for me. You can't say skinny in ribs. It just doesn't work. They're going to think all of a sudden, well, it's going to taste
low-cal,
not going to be good. You need it to be like some beefy Latino. Just kidding.
But people are buying it, Marcus.
Well, they're not, or I wouldn't be here. Typically, celebrity-endorsed products have great branding, but the product itself isn't that great. In the case of Skinny Latina, the product itself is spectacular. The branding, not so much. Why don't you and I go somewhere else and we'll dig into the financials?
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
All right, great.
So, okay.
Thank you so much.
Welcome, my pleasure.
So what financials do you have?
Just 2019.
So you don't have financials from 15, 16, 17?
I didn't have time, and I didn't think it
no,
was...
That's not. You know that that's not going to fly with me.
No, I know, but it wasn't making enough money to, you know, warrant
think about
the
it.
Time. And...
Do you know how much revenue you did in the last 12 months?
Yeah, like 2019 so far is $41,000.
Okay, let's just back up here for a second. Cost of the product, raw cost today, $1.96 for the marinade, $1.71 for the guava barbecue, $1.63 for the mango, and the hot sauce has not yet been
not
determined.
Not yet, because I'm working.
But then that doesn't include the labels. 14 cents a piece?
Why do you have a better label?
It's a sticker. Now. Where are the financials? On a different page?
I have no financials. This is all I have.
Okay, well... The minute you start a business, it's important to start keeping good financial records, like how much revenue you do, what your margins are, what your expenses are you making a profit or not? In order for you to grow your company, you have to make decisions based on facts, not your gut. Okay, so let's put the papers away for a minute, and let's just assume that there's not much revenue.
Yeah.
So am I supposed to be excited by that or petrified?
Excited because you know what? You got the benefit of my experience and I've never lost money. There's always been a profit margin, 30, 40%. Places like Costco are calling. I don't owe anybody money. I don't have partners.
Which is awesome, yeah.
I mean, there's some value in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard for me to... that this isn't further along, given that I've given up so much for it.
What do you think you've given up?
Relationships.
You feel like you chose this over
yes,
personal
I'm gonna
relationship?
Be crazy cat lady. I'm gonna have 15 cats, be in a ratty bathrobe surrounded by my Skinny Latina empire, you know.
This is that important to you?
Because I don't know, I just believe in it.
You believe in what you're doing. That definitely counts for something.
Yeah. I need you to help me think big and help me get to the next level, and I am willing to...
The challenge is I don't know what I'm investing in. Because there's no financials, and there's no real revenue, and I don't know what
I mean, it's not real revenue to you.
It's not real revenue because it's not on paper because you can't show it to me.
Okay.
It's phantom. But I know the proof of concept is there.
Right.
This is one of the rarest occasions where somebody has an amazing product, but they don't have all the other building blocks around it to give me or any other investor the confidence to move forward. I want to help her, and I eventually hope to be able to invest, but I feel like in this moment, it would be irresponsible for me to do so.
For something like this that's a startup, I think the company needs a couple hundred thousand dollars just to get it moving, right? And I'm willing to put in a portion of that, but not by myself. I think I need more people in the boat than just you and just me. How many people have you talked to about investing in the business?
Nobody.
Never?
No.
Not one time?
No.
Why not?
I didn't want them. I didn't want them.
Why?
Because they wouldn't be silent partners. It's a waste of time.
Yo.
I don't have that kind of time.
All right, so I'm willing to invest in this business if other people are also willing to invest. And the only way that I'll let them invest is if they go through a full-blown investor presentation.
By me.
By you. I want a legitimate business plan.
You want me to have even more hurdles than if... When is my easy time?
No, your easy time is after you actually do it the right way.
I thought it was by calling Marcus Lemonis, but apparently I have more work ahead of me.
Well, no, because you called me is why you have more work ahead of you. And I'm not going to write a check for somebody that doesn't have their shit together. I won't do it. Okay?
Yes. We got a deal. No money, no whatever. But
no, we have a deal.
We have a deal.
And you will have money once you can prove that you can raise money from other people in the orthodox way.
I'm down.
Okay?
I'm game. I'm excited about
okay.
it.
Okay. All right? All right. We're good?
Yes, we're totally good.
I wanted to really understand how Skinny Latina lived in the marketplace. So I asked Anna to set up a meeting at a local grocery store where she sells her product. And I wanted her to bring in a friend because I thought if there were two people there, that she may be more open-minded to constructive criticism.
Do you think your package stands out? Do you think it...
Yes, I do think it stands out in the sea of very masculine-looking stuff.
It's the only female character on any bottle.
Except Cholula. It was the best-selling sauce in the world.
Yes, the packaging is more feminine, but I see a clear messaging with most of them, especially the national brands. If you look at these, I know that one right there is garlic and herb. I know that this one's made from lemon and that one has teriyaki.
Right. So,
if I look at yours, I don't know what's in there and I don't know what it's going to do for me or for my dish.
I'm going to grab the manager and see if they have any feedback. One second.
The sauces and condiments business in the United States is roughly $42.7 billion. Of that, a decent-sized percentage of it will be spent on specialty sauces and marinades. Big companies have a lot of money to spend marketing their product and even buying shelf space to dominate the category. For Anna to even have a chance, she's going to have to come up with a brand and a look to compete with the big boys on the shelf.
Lee, when you saw the product or heard about it the first time, what kind of product did you think it was?
Definitely get the impression that it's a lower calorie type option.
And has it been selling through?
It's been a little bit on the lower end of our sales, what we'd expect for the category.
You know, we have other flavors. When you have more space, it kind of gets people to pay attention. And obviously...
Your calories are 25 for one tablespoon. This competitive marinade is 10 calories. It feels a little misleading that you're calling it skinny.
But I don't know... Right now, in this day and age, a single person that is counting calories as a way of dieting. It's just not done anymore.
I'm pretty sure that people still look at calories.
I don't think so.
I count my calories.
Right. I don't know many people that count
their... You know one.
Didn't know that about him, but let's make something with each of those products. There's only one of them that you'll eat. Guarantee you.
Yeah.
Her way of justifying her decisions are to refute everybody else's feedback. You want to be able to be partners with somebody and give them feedback. If every single idea you have is shot down, doesn't it put your money at risk?
So we're going to go to a focus group in Miami.
Okay.
They have the product, and they're going to give us honest feedback about a list of questions.
Okay.
You got to be open.
Yeah.
You have to be open.
I am.
Is this what open looks like?
This is as open as you're going to get today. I'm a
Trevor,
work in progress.
I think it would be good if you come.
Of course.
Only because I think I need some backup.
Yeah, I got you.
How are you?
Hi.
Nice to see you, Kathleen.
Focus
How are
groups.
You? Nice to see you again.
So I'm taking Anna to a focus group today, which is essentially a controlled environment and it allows people to give real honest feedback without feeling uncomfortable. It's going to open her eyes.
So we have 10 people selected at random. There's a camera and two-way mirror. So you can see them. They don't see you.
Right. So if they're here, isn't there this kind of presumption that they're trying to find what's wrong with something?
No. There's going to be people that really like it as well.
Okay.
Let's go do it.
Be a learning experience.
Awesome.
Let's go. Hi. Thank you all for coming. I would like you to circle what you like on that label, cross out what you don't, and put a question mark by anything that you are confused about. Done? So now what I'd like you to do is, without thinking, give me one word done on your first impression.
Oh, boy.
What did you write?
I actually wrote Skanky. Her. She takes over the whole image.
I agree with Aaron. It's great that there's a woman on the label, but we can put a woman differently and not so skanky. It makes it look like like if a Latina woman is supposed to look like that.
In the kitchen.
Okay. I think it's just so cliche that when we think of Latina, we always think that they're just showing cleavage.
Okay. Tell me something that you liked on this. What did you circle?
Gluten-free for health reasons.
Okay.
I circled skinny and the all-natural because I try not to use marinades that have a lot of sugars.
Okay. Somebody else?
I'd like to say low sodium and maybe how many calories.
Okay.
In front.
What? I'm sorry. Did she want to know what the calories were?
That's so weird. Do you think she counts them?
How rude.
Yeah.
Nobody does that anymore though, Marcus.
Okay. What else?
I crossed out all natural because it doesn't say much. It doesn't mean much to me.
Okay. What would make that mean something to you?
It would have to say organic, gluten-free, no preservatives, no added sugar, low sugar, you know, all of that.
Oh, dude, really? Like, what else do you want me to put on the label, you know? That's just one of those people that, for me, likes the sound of her own voice. It's just a know-it-all. And I don't think when they say, oh, it's skanky, that it's coming from a place really about the label. I think that everybody brings themselves into it, and it's like, that bothers me.
Anna can't help herself but to react negatively when somebody gives feedback. It's literally got to stop.
How many think it's a diet, kind of low-calorie product?
I would think that immediately.
Yeah?
Just by the name.
Is this Bethany Frankel's brand?
So you think it's Skinny Girl? What would you think if it was not?
You're just getting a free ride off the Skinny brand.
I had that same issue, too, because I felt like it was a ripoff of Skinny Margarita.
The logo, the look, the name, and the fact that there's a woman with red on. It's tripping people up between Anna's Skinny Latina and Skinny Girl, the brand.
Guess what we get to do now?
Taste it.
Yeah! So if you want to pass it around, that's fine.
Come on, baby, bring it home. It's going to be excellent.
It worries me because it's
they're
going to
love it. Everybody's going to love it.
Excellent. The flavor is great.
It's got a great taste.
Yeah.
But it is light, so I could see it being the skinny
deal.
Mm-hmm. And I like that there's little chunky pieces of like vegetables or whatever the product is. Like, to me, I know that makes it the natural part. You can see it.
It's tangy. It's definitely Latino flavor. I can just eat it up like this.
Okay.
One of the things that I questioned was whether or not you could use it as like a sauce.
Uh-huh.
And it says right here, you could bring it to a boil and it becomes a delicious sauce. So I'm really happy about that.
Good. Anybody going to try this when you go home?
Yeah.
I'm going to try it.
I'm definitely going to try it.
I'm going to Publix after this. So, yeah.
Okay. Really appreciate everybody's honest opinion and good deal.
I thought the feedback was very honest, and in some cases it was a little harsh. But even though you may not like the feedback, you still have to absorb it.
This was excellent for you to get validation on something you've worked so hard for, and we should spend the time and the money to go through the process of seeing what would tell the message better.
Yeah.
What I want Anna to take away from the positive comments is if people are willing to be complimentary and you love it and you accept it and you believe it, then you have to give credence to the negative ones as well.
When my daughter went to Versailles in France, she texted me, she goes, "This is not Versailles, there's no croquetas here."
Exactly.
Anytime I'm in Miami, I love going to Versailles. It's a place where you can feel the community come to life. There's a lot of energy there. And I thought it would be a fun place for Anna and I to sit down and just share a meal.
The focus group today for me, it was like in a vacuum, it was your personality. You went in expecting the worst. The lady made some comments, you're like, what does she know? Then, the minute you heard positive reinforcement, you're like, I like that lady.
Yeah, but I was surprised by the positive. It's so funny.
Why were you surprised?
I don't know.
But everybody's told you the product is good.
So
what were you surprised about?
I don't know.
Do you not have self-confidence?
I do, but it's just that comes from my upbringing my whole life. My mom would compare me to all her friends' daughters. She doesn't like people that are overweight. Like, she thinks it's a lack of self-respect, character. Yeah. And so when I went to law school, during that time, like, gained a lot of weight. And she would just tell me, but look at this one. Why does she, whatever. Like, so the weight thing was a big issue. I just thought that if I weighed 5 more pounds, she loved me less.
People's behavior today is a product of their history. And if Anna felt criticized as a child, that is why she reacts the way she does to criticism.
Normally at this point, I would have had made a deal with the business owner.
No, I know.
Okay, and I haven't because I have to mitigate the risk. The liability in this particular business is the way you look at people. I think what has to happen now, and we're gonna do the investor conference, you have to put a 15-minute lively, animated presentation together. It's going to bring your personality to life so people are like, I wanna be part of that. I need you to show me that it's possible. Get into the numbers. In 2018, this is what I sold with these kind of margins.
I want to make sure that with Anna, I allow her passion and her vibrance and her enthusiasm and her love for her product to live. But most importantly, I want her to have her numbers.
I'm 100% positive, and I would not say this to you if I didn't mean it. 100% positive that you're going to kick ass, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, it is cool, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I made a call to Black Dog, which is one of the best branding agencies in all of Miami, to help me show Anna some new ways to think about her product. And what I'm hoping they can do is show her the possibilities of what could be done if she was open-minded.
Oh, boy. I'm a little nervous.
You shouldn't be nervous. This is exciting. We were tasked to kind of evaluate your product label. But I don't think that we can do that without looking at your overall brand. And it is slightly all over the place.
Yes.
You've got very popular Instagram where you have Anna Cooks with a Q. Skinny Latino does not have your name forefront on there at all. We want people to be able to recommend your product, recommend your brand. And I have a concern of the scalability of your product when you have an illustration that is almost exactly like Skinny Girl. We're thinking about taking your script and really playing up on the Q part. We think it's fun. We think there's some elegance to it. Now the drum roll can happen. And this is very different. It's bright, colorful.
Okay. I don't like this. I think it's really busy.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that the little woman's not there at all. You know, I love her.
Does it look bold and flavorful?
It does. It's appealing. I just don't know that it's me.
Okay.
You know, you become attached to something, and so it kind of freaks me out.
Yeah.
I'm going to start crying. Oh, God. It's really hard.
I get it.
It's just so different. It's like I'm losing myself. I just worked really hard without knowing anything. And that's what I came up with. And if it's, it's, but it's me.
Anytime I'm looking at a business, I want to see emotional stakes that show me that this business is everything to people. Anna's reaction proved to me how much this thing means to her.
Let's try to be objective for a minute.
Okay.
Okay? What I like about what they did, Anna, is that they clearly marked out the calorie content, which people in the focus group said, tell me that it's healthy.
Right. Right.
Tell me why it's skinny. Yeah. And they understood who the brand really was, which was you. From a business standpoint, Anna Q is the brand. And Skinny Latina is a product inside of Anna Q.
I mean, I want the girl somewhere, even if she's tiny. Maybe a more refined version of that girl.
The use of illustration is not a problem, but it has to be done well.
It looks a little bit like clip art. If you did a live Instagram, will people comment?
Yeah, I think so.
Great, get your phone out.
Hi, everyone. I'm here with the team from Black Dog Ad Agency. These are the new suggestions for evolving Skinny Latina. And I want to know what you guys think.
What are people saying?
Love the new one. Really like the Anna Q focus. Like the new label. I like the new label with no girl. What?
Stunning you a little bit?
So shocking.
What I don't want you to do is just compromise because everybody else loves it.
No, 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 yeah.
There's a balance between everybody else loves it and what you love, and somehow you got to find the middle of that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so
much. Amazing
you.
Work.
Thank you.
So today I'm at the Biltmore Hotel in Miami for Anna's investor presentation.
Are you freaking out?
There's a part of me that's excited, but mostly I'm terrified.
I told Anna that I wanted to put a room full of investors together, and if she can convince them about her product, about her process, and about her financials, if they're in, I'll be in.
Hi.
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 Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
I really want you to try some food.
Yeah, let's do that.
I've made a few different things for you because I wanted to show you the versatility of the sauce.
I'm kind of blown away by what Anna put together. She actually put out a whole section of food so people can actually taste the product and validate it. She looks like she's ready to really kill it.
I really came up with this sauce when I was a young mom juggling a growing law practice and these little girls, and it was really a time saver for me. And now this has become Skinny Latina's my third child.
She knows her story. She can very well explain her passion. But for an investor, they care about your numbers because people aren't going to write a check into a black hole. They're just not going to do it.
The condiment market is growing exponentially. It's expected that by 2025, it's going to hit about $174 billion. I mean, we want a piece of that, right? We're on the shelves next to some of the biggest brands. I'm at Fresh Market. I'm also at Whole Foods and at 400 Public Source.
Is it a sugar-free marinade or is
it is,
lower
it is,
calories?
It, yes, it absolutely has lower calories and it has ingredients that you can pronounce.
How attached are you to the current branding?
I'm attached to the name because I think it's a great name.
I'm just thinking who's gonna like go after this sauce. I believe it'd be maybe a woman like you that work that don't have a lot of time. But how about a guy just like me?
Actually, I do think men buy Skinny Latina.
It's interesting watching Anna's evolution because as people are firing questions at her, there's some that she's handling with ease. And she's not being defensive and judgmental.
What is the growth potential that you see in your sauce, you know, if we invest, you know?
Okay. Well, that's a very good question. I have a 3-year growth plan. And part of it is expanding to more SKUs. I think that's really important. To present to new retailers, to develop new products, but I can't do that without an injection of capital.
So last year, what were your total sales?
Last year, we sold 200,000 units.
Do you know the profit of that?
I think it was about 116,000.
What's your anticipated net profit for 2019?
We're kind of on track for very similar, maybe a little more.
Do you have a forecast in your presentation? Do you have a slide for that?
I don't have a slide for that.
While Anna has done well so far, as we turn the corner into financials, the wheels are falling off the bus, and they're falling off the bus fast.
Are there any financial slides in here that show revenue per year, the net profit per year? How much inventory are you sitting on? How much cash are you sitting on? What are your payables? How is it going to grow? How much capital do you need to actually grow into that?
No. I mean, listen, guys, I can't give you exact numbers because I've been this just me. I haven't been great at, you know, just doing all this, you know, perfectly financial things. And he's wincing. And I'm sorry, but I'm not going to lie to you either because, you know, I have to be honest.
I told her that if other people didn't buy into what she was doing, I wouldn't move forward. And right now, nobody in the room is buying off on this.
What I thought we could do now, this is where it's a little awkward. But I'd
this
like,
is a little awkward
no,
now?
No, what we're going to do now.
Okay, because yeah. It's been awkward the whole time.
Yeah. not for me. I'm
I just
fine.
Don't get it right, of course.
what I'd like you to do is go around the room. We want to understand from people, would you invest in this company based on this presentation? It's a yes or a no.
Based on my presentation, would you invest in my product?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
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 No. No. No. No. No.
No.
Okay, so if you asked the question differently and said, take the numbers out of the equation, would you invest in me and the product?
Okay, Paul, would you invest in me and the product?
Yes.
Yes. Would you invest in me and the product?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Really? Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, be a yes with some conditions.
Yes.
Okay, so what...
Yay!
Okay, but what is the difference between the no's and the yeses?
The fact that I wasn't solid on my numbers.
Right.
People in the room were excited by what was there. The fact that she was in Publix, the fact that they liked the way it tastes. She had had a lot of success, but what people kept saying to her is the same thing I'm saying. When you get your numbers together, we'll take a look at it.
The one thing that I thought you did really well today is for the first time that we've been together, you didn't judge anybody that was asking you questions. And that, to me, was the biggest win. I feel like we've made progress, but in terms of me investing right now, I'm not there yet.
Okay. I'm okay with yet.
Well, that's good.
I assigned Anna a variety of things to do while I was gone. I want her to work on refining the packaging with Black Dog, and I really want her to get to a conclusion that everybody can live with, including her. I also wanted her to go back to the drawing board and start working on her numbers to put the forecast together, to get the margins right, so that she is dialed in. The last thing I want to do before we move forward is to have Anna submit her product to a food lab. Because in order for me to invest and for me to be comfortable being associated with it, I want to know that everything that's in the bottle and on the label is factually correct.
The nutritional content, caloric content was 18.5.
Okay.
It tested negative for the presence of soy and expressed to gluten is less than 5 ppm.
So and in order
qualify
to make the claim?
As gluten-free.
Well, this is great. I'm not going to lie. I feel more legitimate.
Hi. How are you guys?
How are you?
I'm Anna. Okay. Very nice to meet
nice to meet you.
Hi, Mike.
Contemporary Marketing is a company that I use to launch products to market. If Anna can land this meeting and have Contemporary agree to rep her marinade, she'll have exposure to grocery stores across the country. Not selling 100,000 bottles, she has the potential of selling 1 million bottles.
Okay, so 4 SKUs of a brand called Skinny Latina, and they're marinades and sauces.
This is a one last try, because if she can't get the numbers right here, I may have to just... move on.
The label was kind of confusing. It's like Skinny Latina. What does that mean? What does it do? What does it taste like?
It is a little weak. Yeah. I connected her with a marketing agency in South Florida that worked on a rebranding, and I'd like her to show you where we're thinking about going. This is what is and what it's transformed into.
All of them pop better.
Yeah, that's weak. That's confusing. I mean, this clearly states the brand and the product behind the hot sauce, the barbecue sauce, the marinade. I like it. So I want you to take Mike and the team through your numbers so they can understand the financials, to understand how strong the business is.
So in 2018, our total revenue was $94,824.80, which left us a gross profit of $35,5603. I sell all three of these products for $3.30 a unit. A bottle of marinade from the co-packer costs me $1.91, including labels and costs. And the margins on this is 42.12%. The barbecue sauces, the mango, it's $1.72 to make it, so it's 47.88%.
The way that you're speaking about your margins and the costs, you're like a whole different person.
Thank you. So is this something you guys would consider taking Skinny Latina and me on as a customer and helping me grow this thing?
We definitely would.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. That really means a lot.
I was stunned by this meeting. Her professionalism, the presentation of the new branding, the quality of financial data that she brought. I was even wondering if it was like a Anna impersonator.
Awesome job. Had a positive attitude and it went well.
A good high five on that one. You did have. I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm ready to sit down with Anna and really consider doing a deal with her because I feel like she's done every single thing that I've asked her to. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. And while she maybe rolled her eyes a few times or pushed back, in the end, she made the changes. She made the progress. She deserves a shot.
And so for me, when I look at a business and I think about a proof of concept, with no real resources and no real training, you were able to get into major retailers and do almost 250,000 bottles of some sauce that nobody's ever heard of.
Right.
And so here's the thing. You have earned the badge as a successful entrepreneur. So one of the things that I said to you was through this process is, if you can get somebody else to invest, I'll invest.
Right.
So how's that working?
It's working okay. I mean, there's somebody here that wants to meet with us.
One of the people that Anna invited to her investor conference a few weeks ago was her friend, Nick Molina.
Hi, Nick. Thanks
Hi, how are
for coming.
You?
Nick, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
Nick is Miami-based and has a track record of successful startups. This is a real serial entrepreneur. I'm curious to see if Anna can actually negotiate with the both of us.
So we've already talked about the possibility of Nick investing.
Yeah.
So do you think you want to invest in my business?
Well, I mean, I mean this in the nicest way, but I think you need me, to be honest with you. I think you've got a great product. I think I can add a tremendous amount of value, I think.
My next concern is, like, numbers and percentages and...
But let's back up for a second. What's the company worth in your mind today?
Skinny Latina is worth $500,000. Based on 5x revenue, which last year was close to $100,000.
$500,000. Yeah. Dollars.
There's risk for everybody here, Marcus.
Not for me.
Well, because,
I haven't written the check yet.
The way that you invest, my understanding is that you invest in the process and the product and the people. It's a great product. What's my value? Right?
Are you asking me that?
No, I know what it is.
Well, what is it?
It's a lot more than $500,000.
And that confidence is what I love about you. What do you think the investment should be?
I think $200,000 for 40%. We need to do a rebranding. We need to do a full rollout.
When I first met you, you said to me, I have grocery stores who want the product and I don't have the capital to give it to them. The first amount of money needs to go into what?
Into inventory.
Okay, great. So start there. Okay? The deal that I'm willing to make is to agree to your $500,000 number. I would want to lock that valuation up for 12 months, and I would want to have the right to invest up to $125,000 for 25% of the company and no less than $75,000 for 15%. So what it does for me is it gives me the flex to go from $75,001 to $125,000. But if at some point I feel like the wheels are coming off the bus, I can mitigate my risk for the other 50. And your progress and your performance and your results would determine whether I would go from 75 to 80 to 90 to 125. That is the best you're going to get from me.
I do think it's a fair offer. The only problem I see there is that I don't think $75,000 is enough money.
Listen, Anna, let me jump in here for a second. Yeah. You're short $75,000 from the $200,000 you were asking for, right? He's committing up to $125,000, okay? I'll jump in for the remaining $75,000 with the same premise. I want to mitigate mine to the same percentages as Marcus's.
Okay. That sounds like a good plan, and I feel kind of really fortunate to have both of you.
I think Anna really proved herself, And there are plenty of entrepreneurs who just need a shot and they need a chance. In this case, she needed the opportunity, but she also needed some tough love and some direction. I think this idea of her feeling like she was a victim turned into her feeling like she was a champion of her own product. And honestly, I think she's a badass.
So do we have a deal?
Yes, we have a deal.
Okay.
I'm so happy to have a deal.
Great.
Thank you. Neiman Marcus, here I come.
I wouldn't lead with that.
Ultimately, what I want Anna to have is a $1 million business, not a $1 million marinade.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you.
You did good, lady.
You've been listening to The Prophet, the podcast from CNBC. I'm Marcus Lemonis. For more of The Prophet, subscribe today wherever you listen.